Yogi Berra says, half the game is 90% mental. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Yogi Berra, who is a famous baseball player, says, half the game is 90% mental. He might say, the whole game is 90% mental. The physical aspects that we do are guided by our mind. The attitude of where the ball is going to go is guided by our mind. The attitude of where how the ball comes to us is guided by our mind. Everything we do is guided by our mind. Our mind is thinking these things. Now, you take the ball and the bat. And when the bat hits the ball, it could top it, it could lop it, it could do all sorts of things to it. It could hit dead center, it could spring to the front, it could pop fly, it could go any number of ways. But why is it some batters never have that problem? They always hit a good ball. They always hit virtually a homer. They always hit it where they want it to go. Who does that, you say? Yes, that's a good question. Who does that? Only those people who think about where the ball goes do that. If, for any reason, we think how we should hold the bat, we think how we should keep our eyes, we think how our body should be standing, we think anything at all, then we will not hit a ball the way we like to do it. We will not do what we want to do being at the baseball field. We won't do it. Now, why is it you won't do it? Because half the game, 90% is mental, Yogi Berra says. 90% of where the ball goes is mental. I talked with a tennis instructor one time, and as the tennis instructor was describing how he teaches his students how to play tennis, he does not teach his students how to stand, how to hold the racket, how to do anything at all. He teaches them how to see the ball going where they want to put it. Because the infinite variety of possibilities in which the racket could hit the ball would send the ball in an infinite variety of ways and places. However, basically, the ball goes where you want it to go. And it goes where you want it to go because you see the ball going there. You do not have a computer in your brain that you are aware of at the moment that you can tell where you want that ball to go and thereby how your muscles should be toned, how the racket should touch the ball, how these things should happen. Even the fastest computer would have difficulty with that. But your brain, your mind, your genius knows exactly what to do, not because the brain as an instrument is doing it, but because the mind as an instrument is doing it. The mind is seeing the ball go where you want it to go, same as in golf. In golf, you see the ball where you want it to go. You do not watch the ball as it arcs over the sky. You see where you want it to go. You see the ball landing on the green. You see the ball going in the hole. You see it doing what you want it to do. You can have all sorts of training that helps you to be an outstanding golfer. But if you were to ask Tiger Woods how he made some of those rather improbable, impossible tasks, striking of the ball and putting it where he wanted it to go, he would not be able to tell you exactly how he did it. In fact, he wouldn't even begin. Because that, too, is a mental game. Everything we do in life is a mental game. We play games of baseball, we play golf, we play tennis, we do all of these things. It's a game of mental activity, mental thought, mental things that we're working on. Now, how about our body? I was just talking to my brother on the phone, and I was telling him that his friend is whole and perfect. And he said, well, if you saw what was going on at the hospital, you wouldn't think he's whole and perfect because the way they handle him. And I said, no, in my mind, he's whole and perfect. And my brother protested again, and I let it go, because I'm not in this to fight for whatever is pure and true. He said, pray for David. I said, okay, I will. I always have been and I always will. I see David enjoying exactly what he likes in life. I see David living in a healthy, happy body. But part of his brain is missing, part of this and part of... No, no, no. If we begin to play that game, then we begin creating part of the brain is not functioning properly. We begin creating part of the body not functioning properly. We begin, and as long as we're going to create those things, we're empowering them to exist. We're empowering them to be. And who wants to empower something of that nature to be? It's something totally an antithesis to what we want in our life. What do you want in your life? How do you want to empower the experiences that are going on in your world? How do you want to do that? Think about it. How do you want to do that? Well, there's only one way to go about doing that. And that is to use our mind in the manner in which it is designed to be used. Our mind is not designed to be a mechanism that goes from point A to point B. Our mind is designed to be a mechanism, if you will, that sees whatever it is that it wants to see. It does not see the ball going from here to there, it sees the ball there. As Richard Bach said in Jonathan Livingston Seagull, perfect speed is being there. Yes, that's perfect speed, is in being there. And perfect playing of any game is in having the game accomplished, whatever it is, are the rules of the game or the program of the game. And our body is designed to be absolutely perfect. Our body would be expressing our original purity and integrity if we didn't put so much of the contrary in there. Now, how do we put the positive in our body? How do we begin to say our body is whole and perfect, our body is whole and perfect, our body is whole and perfect, even when the outer appearances are rather difficult? The outer appearances say, oh, sure, you can joke all you want about it, but here's the facts of the case. Well, so long as you and I cooperate with the facts of the case, the facts of the case are the case. So long as you and I see beyond the illusion, see beyond the apparent facts in the case, see beyond to our original purity and integrity, when we do that, then that is what we manifest in our life. The ball goes where the person who's playing the game wants that ball to go. It's not because the ball is cooperative or uncooperative. It's not because you hit it in the proper way with your bat or with your tennis racket or whatever you're playing with. It's because you mentally see that ball where you want it to be. And this is how outstanding players play. I think if we were able to check any of them, we would see this is how they play. But of course, if they are professional and they want to teach, then if they teach only that, people will say, well, that's not enough. I want to learn how to do it. So then you tell them, exercise your body. You tell them, practice the swing. You tell them to do these things so that when they pay you some money for your talent or your training, they will feel that they've paid from something that they got. But really, if you can train a person, starting with yourself, that wherever you want that ball to be, it is. Whatever you want your body to be, that's what it is. Whatever experiences you want in your life, that's what it is. If you can train yourself to that over and over and over again with all of the diligence, all of the sincerity, and all of the excitement that it is, then it is done for you. But until you can do that, until you can give every moment of your attention to the idea that the game is 90% mental, give your attention to the idea that the game is 90% mental. Give your attention to the idea that the game is 90% mental. And the little 10% is the physical, it's just that you have a physical body in which to play the game. But that's all. But the game is played by the mind. The game is played by your thought. The game is played by your conviction of who and what you are. The game is played in every single way by our thought. Today, make your thought the most effective, powerful media in the universe for you, bringing to you wholeness, happiness, wealth, abundance, right action, peace, truth, goodness in every possible way. And everyone in your world is that way. My friend, my brother's friend David is whole and perfect right now. My brother is whole and perfect right now. Everyone in my world is whole and perfect right now. And that's all that matters. They cannot tell me anything different because I am the creator of my world and I create them whole and perfect right now. Half the game is 90% mental. Yes, 90% of the game really is mental. And that's what makes winners who know how to put their mind in order to bring about the goal that they desire for themselves. Have a lovely day. Do wonderful things. Be a wonderful success, putting your thought for today in process for you to accomplish any goal of your mind. I love you. I love you. I love you.